Reading head coach Rick Bailey joining us. Rick, heck of a year again for you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Big game with Addison, both 7-1, and should be a good one. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's going to be a great game, I think. Addison has had a tremendous year, and everything I see on film I certainly like. I think we're improving week to week, and should be an outstanding football game.
Talk about some of your key kids, Rick, that have really played well for a couple of years for you.
Yeah. Well, it pretty much starts up front with us. We have a considerable amount of size up front, and Nick Affolder, who's our right guard and defensive tackle, he was actually selected as league MVP this year, which is a pretty good deal out of an offensive lineman. His twin brother, Ben Affolter, plays middle linebacker for us and is kind of our do-it-all guy on the offensive side. Normally would be a lineman, but so athletic that we use him in a lot of different positions. He was actually MVP of the league his sophomore year, so they've kind of taken turns. But Josh Johnson's been a three-year starter for us.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac Reynolds was an all-state offensive tackle last year. And then Jake Elder at left guard and Andrew Rhodes at center have moved up from an undefeated JV team last year and have fit right in for us. And then Hunter Midgard at running back has had a tremendous year. And he's closing in on 1,000 yards, led our league in scoring. Elijah Strine, who's our fullback when we go into our three-back offense, second in the league in scoring and just very difficult to bring down. So just come at you with a lot of different ways, whether it's through the air. Our quarterback is the most accurate passer in our league. Our receivers catch the ball really well, and then we have a certain amount of power. And then defensively, we've played outstanding all year. Only allowed 32 points during the league. I think we're averaging 32 over seven games, so whatever, 4.5 points a game, and I think we're averaging about 52 a game.
Wow! You can't teach that size, can you?
No, and it's a little different for us. We don't typically, in the last few years we've been big, but back in the day it was always we were small, but generally faster than most people. But this year, or these past few years, we've had some size, which has certainly helped us.
Well, you started the year, you played a real good Paloma Westphalia team, and you got shut out 14-0. What are you thinking after that game?
We were very encouraged. We didn't like being shut out, but at that point, our all-state offensive tackle had a broken foot, didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, we played with three new kids on the offensive line, which is not a good way to go in against Paloma. Their defense is as good as any defense that we've seen in a number of years. They scored on two fourth and 10 pass plays. Each of us only had four first downs. So from a old style football coach, you love the game because of it was all about defense on both sides. From a spectator view, probably didn't enjoy it as much because there was a whole lot of three and outs on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But we just used it as a building block, knew we had to get better, made an adjustment to a couple spots, and and then now we're a little bit healthier because our tackle's back, and some other kids are no longer playing their first varsity game there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, They're into their ninth week now and have just settled in and did what we thought they could.
So you really ran roughshod through the league. And, you know, Jonesville had a pretty good team, and 50-0 you got those guys.
Yeah, Jonesville is an excellent football team. You know, our kids were just ready to play. We played really well. And, again, you know, it starts with us on defense. And we were able to limit some of the things that they could do. It was also the rainy night, rained quite a bit. So, you know, that played a factor into limiting what passing was going to happen for either team, to be honest. And then, generally speaking, outside of the Pawama-Westphalia game, we're a team that can gain first downs. You know, that's certainly, I know Addison has had a number of long runs themselves, but their offense is predicated on gaining first downs and, you know, chunking 4 and 5 yard plays together, and then you can't stop us. And
yeah, they're a grind them out team, right?
That's right. And nobody really has, you know, stopped them. I know they first game of the year, I know they lost, but they certainly have put it together against a lot of strong teams in the Cascades.
Well, it should be a fun game. Hopefully the rain holds off, Rick. Maybe you like rain.
I don't mind rain. I would prefer it didn't rain any of the times we're playing. But after last year's run, I think we played about 5 games in a row at the end of the season and through the playoffs in rain. And so our kids have kind of adopted the mudder mentality.
Pretty good mudders. Well, congratulations. Another great year, Rick.
Well, I appreciate that, Greg. Thank you.
Yeah, take care.